anytime you want to check a range and range rate, just let us know.
Okay, stand by.
Houston Spider.
Go Spider, this is Houston.
Okay, onboard RCS is 82 and 75.
Rod, copy. Thank you very much, man.
Spider gum drop.
Go ahead, gum drop.
I've got 67 miles and 112 feet per second.
Okay, we have 67 miles and 107 feet per second.
How about that?
So wait a second, now you're 5 feet per second off. You gotta have to shave that up.
Well, let me take some more marks and I'll get it squared away.
Alrighty.
Spider has a radar. Dave Scott in Gumdrop is coming up with his range rate information optically through the sextant. And Spider is in the next to the last portion of what the flight controllers call the bubble or the ash can, so named because of its appearance on a relative motion plot. We've had the mini football, we're in the bubble now. This Apollo control, Gumdrop's orbit has not changed since the separation maneuver which he performed. He's still in a 127 by 122 nautical mile orbit.
Gumdrop Spider, for your information, we got a TBI time that's just 1 minute late right now.
Okay, I've got a couple of solutions, and I've got 9803 and 9804.
All right, George, for 97,
57, 83. 975733, okay.
Spider Gumdrop, this is Houston. I have a ground solution when you're ready to copy.
Spider here, just a moment.
Right, we're going to have you in contact for about another 12 minutes.
Okay, Spider's here, ready to copy.
Spider, can you take it now, Gumdrop?
Roger, all set. Go ahead.
Roger, reading TPI 09-7-57-4500 plus 196 plus 001 minus 105-223. No roller pitch, 2670, minus 1010, forward, 223, all zips, up, 003, end of update.
All right, you understand, 09-7-57-4500. Plus 196 plus 001 minus 105 223 zips and zips 2670 minus 1010 forward 223 zips and up 003. And did you copy our disky on our last recycle?
That is affirmative, Spider. Looks like we're shaping up.
Say that way.
Jump drop, copy.
Rod, Gumdrop.
Range 55 miles, range rate 107 feet per second.
Spider and Gumdrop, that was our last update. We're going to go with that pad.
Spider here, roger.
Gumdrop, roger.
Smoke, Milwaukee. Is Dave Reed smiling?
Well, yeah, he's pretty happy, but he's not going to relax till you finish burning.
Better not. Gumdrop Spider.
Go ahead.
Roger, as soon as we get into the dark, give me a look-see. If you don't see any tracking light, which I guess you won't, we'll put the docking lights on and you might be able to get a mark on those.
Okay, might be able to do that at that range.
Right. At that range with that big eyeball you got.
Roger.
Conversation was between Rusty Schweikert and Dave Scott. Dave Reed is the flight dynamics officer.
Houston, this is Spider.
Go, Spider. It's Houston here.
So, Roger, considering the episode we had coming off the probe and some little details we have after we get back up there, I think that it might be wise to go ahead and dock when we get there without waiting until almost dark.
Roger, Spider, we copy, and sounds like a pretty good idea.
Why don't you go through those DPOs and see if there's anything that's really important there, and if so, we'll try to get it for you. But otherwise, I think we might see if that probe's going to work.
Roger, understand. We got that in work.
Spider, jump drop.
Gumdrop Spider.
Okay, mine's converging now. I've got 9758 for my current solution.
Good show. Very good, very good. Ours is now within about 3 7/10 seconds of the ground. Our last one was 9757-41, I think.
Okay, I've got 9758-19.
Okay, very good. Sounds like we'll all be together there.
Gumdrop, this is Houston. We're about a minute or so LOS from Canaries. There is an Araya if you need it up to about 4-2. And we'll see you at Carnarvon at 06. And Dave Reed is smiling now. And we might catch you at Tananarive at 4-9, but we haven't had much luck yet.
Okay.
This is Houston. Did either vehicle read over Tananarive the last pass when we were calling?
Houston, this is Spider. I don't remember. We've been over so many stations so many times, I couldn't tell you.
Okay, it was right at around CSI, right immediately after your CSI burn.
Roger, I read it twice, but it was pretty bad.
Hey, we called the time down to you too, but didn't get any reply.
Okay, thank you.
And Gumdrop doesn't remember whether he heard you or not.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control, 97 hours, 36 minutes. We've had LOS at Canaries. Long pass there in which we got the word that the CDH maneuver went very well. Gumdrop has reacquired Spider visually. We got an onboard reading from the reaction control system, 82% in system A, 75% in system B. And as we lost signal at Canaries, we were showing a range of 46.5 miles, a range rate of 100 and 5 feet per second in closing. Jim McDivitt and Rusty Schweikart continuing to feed radar information into the Spider's computer, continuing to update their solutions for the terminal phase initiation of this rendezvous. And as they progress on this, they are coming closer and closer to the ground solution. We passed up a pad for TPI showing a time of ignition, 97 hours, 57 minutes, 45 seconds. At that time, the onboard solution was reading 97.57.33. Just prior to LOS, they called out a new solution showing 97.57.41. This was in conversation between, air-to-air conversation between the two vehicles. The ground pad, Delta V 22.3, the last solution on board, 21.7 feet per second.